With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Voters in Oneida County will be selecting a new Oneida County Circuit Court judge for Branch 2. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the two candidates looking to fill the bench. Yesterday, we introduced you to Oneida County Corporation Counsel Mike Fugel. You can find that interview at WXPR.org. Today, we meet Assistant District Attorney Mary Sawinski.
For 25 years, Mary Sawinski has been a lawyer, with the majority of those years serving as a prosecutor. She's been an assistant district attorney in Oneida County for the last 8 years. Sawinski's worked on a variety of civil and criminal cases.
I'm a fifth generation Oneida County resident. I was born and raised here, and this is the community that I love and call home. And so what I want to do is contribute as much as I can, like so many of my neighbors do, to making this the best possible community that we can. And I think serving as a judge is a really important way to do that. I think my experience and skill set make me uniquely qualified to do that. And I look forward to an opportunity to doing that here.
Sawinski says understanding, compassion, and courage are the most important qualities a judge can have. She strongly believes a judge's role is to apply the laws others have written.
Judges, I think, in order for our system to work, need to be absolutely independent. So they're willing to stand up and say what their decision on the law is when it comes time for that to happen, and they know it's going to be controversial.
Like the other candidate for judge, Mike Fugel, Mary Sawinski says Oneida County could benefit from a treatment court. She's seen a lot of cases with first-time drug offenses and limited options with how to handle them.
I think that my history as a prosecutor would suggest belief system is that people can be provided treatment services and understand that they need to use those treatment services to change their behavior. And they can be held accountable for that and should be in this community.
The race for Oneida County Circuit Court judge is on the April 2nd ballot. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
You can learn what's on your ballot, how to register, and where to vote at WXPR.org. Just look for the Spring Election 2024 Voter Guide. A week from today, Minocqua is going to referendum to increase their levy by $950,000. In 2006, the state created levy caps, but costs have risen dramatically since then. Billy Freed is a Minocqua Town Board supervisor.
Before the town of Minocqua came to the taxpayers, the town chairman and the town board exhausted opportunities for other revenue sources, such as Pratt tax, premier resort area tax, that you see other communities or cities using.
Freed said that at listening sessions, a common misconception about what exactly the levy increase meant had risen. People thought the referendum would increase the levy by $950,000 each year going forward, blowing up the budget.
That is not the case. The one-time increase in our spending limit and then refreezes our spending limit at that number moving forward.
Minocqua is simultaneously considering purchasing properties for future infrastructure, but that's separate to the upcoming referendum.
Timing is not good, and it has added to some confusion in relationship to the referendum. We felt that we could not ignore those opportunities and had to at least bring those forward to see if there was an interest by the townspeople to take advantage of these opportunities as well.
Referendum money would not be used to purchase those properties. Damage could be done to the rainbow flowage in Oneida County if people drive on the exposed lake bed. Most years, the rainbow flowage is a more than 2,000-acre impoundment of the Wisconsin River with fluctuating water levels. A lack of rain and snow have left much of the lake bed open and dry. DNR Warden Tim Otto says the barren lake bed has attracted operators of all-terrain vehicles and trucks using it as a travel route. He says a lake bed is a lake bed, with or without the water, and cannot withstand the effects of trucks and ATVs traveling on it. Otto says enforcement actions are possible, both for violating rules protecting lake beds and because of damage caused to the resource. The concern may be seen in other areas as well, as drought conditions persist around the state. Aspira's Tomahawk Hospital is now offering urgent care. The expanded service is to help people with injuries and illnesses without an appointment. It's open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the emergency department entrance. Urgent care is meant for problems that need to be treated right away but are non-life-threatening. That can include rashes, upper respiratory infections, strains and sprains, and cuts. Injuries that require rapid or advanced treatment should be treated at an emergency department. Aspira says when in doubt, do not hesitate to call 911, especially for suspected cases of stroke, heart attack, or head trauma. The Wausau Police Department is looking to hire two new officers, specifically to address homelessness. Chief Matthew Barnes said it would be a step in the right direction.
The purpose of these additional two positions is to create a team who can devote all of their time and resources into working with citizens, unhoused individuals.
He said these new officers are needed because their current staff is stretched too thin, but some members of the city council don't approve. Alderman Tom Killian worried the move would further criminalize homelessness in Wausau and said he would rather see money go to outreach and social services personnel. Chief Barnes said the move would not be made to harm homeless people in Wausau, but to help them find the resources they need. Barnes added that the officers would help to connect homeless individuals who want to accept help with resources that could help them get back on their feet. He also says the funding for these positions would not come from taxpayers.
And in this particular case, we've come up with a plan, and we have other community members and a foundation that are willing to significantly financially support this initiative.
If the plan is approved, the chief said the officers would start their work at the beginning of May. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.